Welcome to Frontiers of Research. I'm Antoni, and today we're exploring one of the most ambitious and controversial areas of theoretical physics, string theory, often described as humanity's quest for a theory of everything. Joining me are Sarah, a theoretical physicist specializing in quantum gravity, and Josh, who studies the philosophy and history of science. Together, we'll unravel the complex ideas behind string theory, its revolutionary claims about the nature of reality, and why, after nearly five decades of research, it remains both promising and deeply contested within the scientific community. Sarah, let's start with the fundamentals. What exactly is string theory, and how does it differ from our current understanding of physics?
String theory proposes a radical reimagining of the fundamental building blocks of the universe. In our current standard models of physics, we treat elementary particles like electrons and quarks as dimensionless points. String theory suggests that these particles aren't points at all, but rather tiny, vibrating filaments of energy, essentially one-dimensional strings. These strings are incredibly small, roughly 10^33 centimeters, or a millionth of a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a centimeter. What makes string theory so powerful is that these strings can vibrate in different patterns, like the strings on a musical instrument. Each vibration pattern corresponds to a different particle, so an electron, for instance, is just a string vibrating one way, while a photon is the same string vibrating another way. All the different forces and particles we observe in nature emerge from these different vibration modes of the same fundamental object. This elegant idea aims to unify our understanding of all physical forces. Currently, we have the standard model of particle physics, which beautifully explains three of the four fundamental forces: electromagnetic, weak nuclear, and strong nuclear forces, but notably excludes gravity. On the other hand, Einstein's general relativity provides an excellent description of gravity, but doesn't integrate with quantum mechanics. String theory promises to bridge this divide, potentially providing a unified framework that encompasses all physical phenomena from subatomic particles to the large-scale structure of the universe. It's this promise of unification that earned string theory its reputation as a potential theory of everything.
Josh, could you walk us through how string theory emerged and developed over the years?
String theory actually began as an attempt to understand something quite specific: the strong nuclear force. In the late 1960s, while studying the behavior of strongly interacting particles, physicists discovered that certain mathematical functions, called Veneziano amplitudes, seemed to model these interactions well. Soon after, physicists realized these functions could be interpreted as describing one-dimensional strings rather than point particles. However, this original bosonic string theory had some serious problems, including the prediction of particles that would travel faster than light and the absence of fermions, which include matter particles like electrons. The major breakthrough came in the mid-1970s with the development of supersymmetry and its incorporation into string theory, creating superstring theory. Supersymmetry proposes a relationship between bosons, force-carrying particles, and fermions, matter particles, potentially solving several theoretical problems. By the early 1980s, string theory experienced what's often called its first revolution, when physicists showed that certain quantum field theory anomalies canceled out in string theory, suggesting it might indeed provide a consistent quantum theory of gravity. Then, in the mid-1980s, the first superstring revolution occurred when researchers developed several different consistent versions of string theory. A decade later, the second superstring revolution followed when Edward Witten and others proposed M-theory, suggesting that the seemingly different string theories were actually different aspects of a single underlying theory. This was also when the concept of brains, higher dimensional objects that strings can end on, became central to the theory. Since then, string theory has expanded in various directions, including applications to kinetic matter physics, quantum information, and even models of cosmology. What's remarkable about this history is how string theory repeatedly transformed from one thing to another, from a theory of the strong force to a potential theory of everything, continually finding new mathematical structures and physical applications along the way.
One of the most fascinating aspects of string theory is its prediction that there are more dimensions than the four we're familiar with. Sarah, can you explain why string theory requires extra dimensions and what that means?
This is indeed one of the most striking and initially counterintuitive features of string theory. Our everyday experience suggests we live in a four-dimensional universe, three spatial dimensions, up-down, left-right, forward-backward, plus time. However, for string theory to be mathematically consistent, it requires additional spatial dimensions, typically six or seven more, for a total of 10 or 11 dimensions. Why does string theory need these extra dimensions? The short answer is mathematical consistency. In particular, for the quantum mechanical anomalies to cancel properly, and for the theory to include gravity, these additional dimensions are necessary. But if these extra dimensions exist, why don't we notice them? The standard explanation is that these dimensions are compactified, curled up into incredibly tiny structures at every point in our familiar four-dimensional spacetime. Imagine an ant walking along a garden hose viewed from a distance. To us, the hose looks one-dimensional, like a line. But the ant experiences two dimensions. It can move along the length of the hose and also around its circumference. Similarly, at every point in our universe, these extra dimensions would be curled up into complex geometric shapes, too small for us to detect with current technology. What's particularly interesting is that the precise way these dimensions are compactified determines the physics we observe in our four-dimensional world. The particles, their properties, and the forces between them depend on the geometry of these hidden dimensions. Different compactification schemes can lead to different physical laws, which is both a strength of the theory, it's very flexible, and a challenge, because it's difficult to determine which compactification matches our universe. This concept of hidden compact dimensions isn't just a mathematical trick. It potentially explains fundamental features of our universe while opening up profound questions about the nature of space itself.
After decades of development, what experimental evidence do we have for string theory, if any? And what are the prospects for testing it?
This is the most challenging aspect of string theory and its greatest criticism. Currently, we have no direct experimental evidence specifically confirming string theory. The energy scales where string effects would become directly observable are far beyond what our current or even foreseeable future technology can achieve. We're talking about the Planck scale, roughly 1016 TeV, which is about a trillion times more energetic than what the Large Hadron Collider can produce. This technological limitation has led to considerable debate about whether string theory, as currently formulated, is truly a scientific theory in the Popperian sense of being falsifiable. However, there are several potential indirect ways to test aspects of string theory. One approach involves looking for signatures of cosmic strings, hypothetical one-dimensional topological defects that might have formed in the early universe. Another is searching for deviations from general relativity in gravitational wave signals, which might indicate stringy modifications to gravity. Some versions of string theory predict supersymmetric partner particles that could potentially be detected at accelerators, though so far searches have come up empty. There's also the possibility of identifying characteristic patterns in the cosmic microwave background radiation that might be consistent with stringy effects during inflation. Additionally, string theory has made predictions in adjacent fields like condensed matter physics, where some of its mathematical machinery has proven useful in describing certain quantum systems. While these indirect tests don't necessarily confirm string theory itself, they could provide supporting evidence for some of its components. It's worth noting that many fundamental theories in physics began without direct experimental evidence. general relativity, quantum mechanics, and the Higgs mechanism all faced periods where theoretical development outpaced experimental capability. The difference with string theory is that this period has been unusually long, leading to legitimate questions about its testability and scientific status.
Josh, string theory has generated significant debate within the physics community. Could you outline the main criticisms and defenses of the theory?
The debate around string theory represents one of the most fascinating episodes in modern physics, touching on fundamental questions about the scientific method itself. Critics like physicists Lee Smolin and Peter Woit have argued that string theory has failed to deliver on its promises despite decades of research and thousands of scientific papers. Their core criticism is that string theory lacks empirical testability, which they argue is essential to the scientific process. Some have described it as more mathematics than physics, or even as a form of post-empirical science. Another significant criticism concerns the landscape problem. String theory appears to allow for an enormous number of possible vacuum states, perhaps 10,500 or more, each corresponding to a universe with different physical laws. Critics argue this makes the theory essentially unfalsifiable, since any observation could be accommodated somewhere in this vast landscape. Defenders of string theory offer several counterarguments. First, they point to its remarkable mathematical coherence and its ability to incorporate both quantum mechanics and gravity, something no other framework has achieved with the same level of success. Second, they argue that the lack of direct experimental evidence reflects technological limitations rather than flaws in the theory itself. Third, they highlight string theory, theoretical fertility, its ability to generate unexpected connections between different areas of physics and mathematics. For instance, the AD-CFT correspondence discovered by Juan Maldacena has provided powerful tools for understanding strongly coupled quantum systems. Finally, they suggest that the traditional notion of falsifiability might need to evolve for theories addressing phenomena at extreme scales. The controversy also has sociological dimensions. Critics have expressed concern about the dominance of string theory in theoretical physics departments, arguing it has monopolized resources and academic positions at the expense of alternative approaches. Defenders counter that string theory has attracted so many researchers precisely because of its intellectual promise and rich mathematical structure. What's particularly interesting from a philosophy of science perspective is that this debate reveals tensions between different values in scientific practice. Mathematical elegance versus experimental testability, unification versus predictive power, and the role of aesthetic judgments in theory selection.
What are some alternative approaches to a quantum theory of gravity that compete with string theory?
There are several important alternatives to string theory in the quest for quantum gravity. Loop quantum gravity is perhaps the most well-developed competitor. Unlike string theory, which modifies quantum field theory to include gravity, loop quantum gravity starts with Einstein's theory of general relativity and attempts to quantize it directly. It suggests that space itself is discrete at the Planck scale, composed of finite loops or networks called spin networks. Proponents argue it's more tightly connected to general relativity, while critics note it hasn't made as much progress incorporating the standard model of particle physics. Causal set theory is another approach, proposing that space-time is fundamentally discrete and composed of a partially ordered set of events related by causality. Asymptotic safety is a program suggesting that quantum gravity might be described by a quantum field theory with a non-trivial fixed point in its renormalization group flow, essentially arguing that the infinities in quantum gravity might naturally cancel out at high energies. Causal dynamical triangulations models space-time as built from four-dimensional triangular building blocks. There are also more radical approaches like twister theory, initially developed by Roger Penrose, which reformulates physics in terms of twisters rather than points in space-time. Non-commutative geometry, championed by Alain Kahn, suggests that at very small scales, spatial coordinates don't commute, meaning the order in which you measure positions matters. Group field theory, relative locality, and emergent gravity are other contenders. Each of these approaches has its strengths and challenges. Some focus more on mathematical elegance, others on conceptual clarity or connection to experimentally established physics. What's important to understand is that these aren't necessarily mutually exclusive with string theory. Some might eventually be shown to be different formulations of the same underlying theory. In fact, there are interesting connections between loop quantum gravity and string theory through spin foams and certain topological string theories. The field of quantum gravity remains wide open, with multiple paths forward that might ultimately converge or complement each other in unexpected ways.
Beyond the quest for a theory of everything, has string theory contributed to other areas of science or mathematics?
String theory has had a remarkably fertile influence across multiple disciplines, often in unexpected ways. In mathematics, string theory has inspired significant advances in algebraic geometry, topology, and number theory. For instance, mirror symmetry, a concept from string theory suggesting that certain distinct geometric spaces can lead to the same physics, has led to the solution of long-standing problems in enumerative geometry. The theory has also revitalized interest in Calabi-Yau manifolds, which represent possible shapes for the extra dimensions. Beyond pure mathematics, string theory techniques have found surprising applications in condensed matter physics. The ADS-CFT correspondence, or holographic duality, has provided tools for understanding strongly correlated electron systems like superconductors. Physicists are using these string theory methods to model quantum phase transitions and other complex phenomena that traditional approaches struggle to describe. In quantum information science, concepts from string theory have contributed to our understanding of quantum entanglement and information scrambling in black holes. The connections between quantum error-correcting codes and the ADS-CFT correspondence represent an exciting frontier. Even in fluid dynamics, string theoretic techniques have been applied to model strongly coupled fluids like quark-gluon plasmas. What's particularly interesting about these applications is that they don't necessarily depend on string theory being the correct fundamental theory of nature. The mathematical structures developed within string theory have proven useful regardless of whether strings themselves are the fundamental building blocks of reality. This demonstrates a pattern we've seen throughout the history of science, where theories developed to solve one problem end up providing unexpected insights in completely different domains. Even if string theory doesn't ultimately deliver a complete theory of everything, its contributions to mathematics and other branches of physics ensure it has already earned a significant place in the history of scientific thought.
As we conclude, what do you both see as the future of string theory in the coming decades?
The future of string theory will likely unfold along several parallel paths. First, there's the ongoing effort to better understand the theory's mathematical foundations. The complete formulation of M-theory remains unfinished, and researchers continue working to develop non-perturbative approaches that could offer deeper insights. Second, connections with observable physics will be increasingly important. This includes applying string theory concepts to cosmology, particularly in understanding the early universe, and inflation. The detection of primordial gravitational waves could provide indirect evidence relevant to string-inspired cosmological models. On the experimental front, while direct evidence of strings themselves remains out of reach, searches for supersymmetric particles, extra dimensions, and cosmic strings will continue at facilities like the upgraded Large Hadron Collider and future colliders. Third, the cross-fertilization between string theory and other fields will likely accelerate. The application of holographic techniques to condensed matter systems and quantum information is still in its early stages. These connections might lead to experimental tests in tabletop experiments rather than high-energy accelerators. Finally, I expect continued dialogue and potential synthesis with other approaches to quantum gravity. The boundaries between string theory, loop quantum gravity, and other frameworks might become more porous as researchers identify common mathematical structures. Despite the challenges and controversies, string theory remains a vibrant research program that continues to attract brilliant minds and generate profound insights. The question isn't whether string theory will persist, it will, but rather how it will evolve and what role it will play in our ultimate understanding of fundamental physics. The history of physics has repeatedly shown that theories often find their place in unexpected ways, and the full impact of string theory may only become clear decades or even centuries from now.
From a philosophical and historical perspective, I see string theory as raising profound questions about the nature of scientific theory itself. We may be witnessing an evolution in how theoretical physics operates when confronting phenomena at scales far removed from direct experience. The string theory program might represent a new chapter in the relationship between mathematics and physics, where mathematical consistency and elegance play an increasingly central role in theory development. This shift has historical precedents. Einstein's development of general relativity was guided largely by mathematical and aesthetic considerations rather than direct empirical pressure. Looking forward, I think the debate around string theory will continue to shape our understanding of what constitutes good science. The traditional Popperian model of falsifiability may need refinement when dealing with theories that make predictions at currently untestable energy scales, but have rich interconnections with tested frameworks. We might see the emergence of new philosophical models of scientific progress that better account for the role of unification, mathematical fertility, and explanatory coherence. I also expect the sociology of physics to continue evolving. The internet has democratized access to research and created platforms for debate outside traditional academic channels. This might lead to more diverse approaches to fundamental questions, with string theory existing as one program among many, rather than the dominant paradigm. Ultimately, the story of string theory reminds us that science at its frontiers is not a straight path, but a complex exploratory process full of unexpected turns and connections. Whether string theory ultimately becomes the foundation for 21st century physics or a fascinating mathematical structure that guided us toward something else entirely, its journey has already provided invaluable insights into both the nature of the universe and the process of science itself.
Thank you, Sarah and Josh, for this fascinating exploration of string theory. We've covered the fundamental concepts behind this ambitious framework, its historical development from a theory of the strong force to a potential theory of everything, and the ongoing debates about its scientific status. What emerges is a picture of an extraordinarily rich mathematical structure that has transformed theoretical physics regardless of whether it ultimately provides the final answer to quantum gravity. String theory represents both the tremendous power of mathematical reasoning in physics and the challenges that arise when theory extends beyond current experimental reach. As the quest for a deeper understanding of the universe continues, string theory remains a profound example of human creativity and our relentless pursuit of unification and elegance in our description of nature. Whether it ultimately succeeds as a theory of everything or evolves into something else entirely, its impact on our scientific journey is already assured. Join us next time as we continue to explore the frontiers of research.